This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, welcome everybody on Stream Lounge. Welcome everybody listening as a pod blast on the Place Nation Pop Experience under Pop Goes the Classics. I am Ian Hamilton here with you to watch a really nice short from 2016. Called Piper. It's about a hungry sandpiper hatchling who ventures from her nest for the first time to dig for food by the shoreline. The problem is, the food is buried in the sand where the scary waves roll up. Say that 10 times fast. Alright, so this short was attached to Finding Dory, which is our main event tonight, so to speak, for those of you here on Stream Lounge. And it's a really cute short, actually. Very nice. And maybe reason why for the pairing was to kind of lead into the nautical theme, I guess, for the main feature. But let's watch it here. We'll watch it on Disney Plus. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Got some waves here coming in. Get our opening credits here, our production slates, if you will. I mean, how far they've come in this, an animation here with the water and everything. I mean, this could be live action. That's how good this animation is here. And you have a bunch of sandpipers here at the beach. Quite the, you know, that's got to be harrowing, right? This is, in order to get food, you got to fight this this water every time. And you see the little guy. Is that the mom or the no? That's the mom here. Yeah, the mom is like nudging the little guy out here, who is adorable, totes adorbs, right? You know, and being a I don't know, do sandpipers fly? Oh yeah, they do. All right, so I don't know if he started flying yet, but definitely that's what he's is, I guess, nudging him out to go up. Oh, nope, your mom's not going to feed you, dude. You got to get out there, right? Yeah. He's just going out there. He's a little hungry, little guy. Oh, that, yeah, taking those awkward first few steps down there to the beach to join the flock, so to speak, right? And he's quite smaller, and he's got to learn how to, you got to learn how to fend for your own, kiddo. Right, you got to dig in there and get yourself a little, I guess, a mollusk, a clam, if you will. Didn't go so well the first try. Oh, all right, he's got one. He's like, where's everybody going? He's like, no, I got to, wait, no, wait. Oh, look, bubbles. Uh-oh. Ah, oh, no, the wave got him. Yeah, that's going to kind of scar him. He's like, nope. Look at this poor thing. He's like shivering. He's a little worse for wear. It's like that with any little kids, though. It reminds me of my son. I'm not scared, Dad. He goes over to this thing at this Fright Fest at Great Adventure. And he comes running back after he gets scared. Oh, he's like, sees that wave. He's like, I'm good. And these aren't even big. Well, compared to us, they're not big. You're hungry, little man. You got to go get yourself some food. You got to brave it, right? He's moving a little quickly. He's like, oh, I see one. So yeah, the bubbles is the thing. He's like, nope. Oh wait, no. He's trying to hide in the seaweed there, the dry seaweed or kelp. If you all know, what's the difference between kelp and seaweed? I think kelp grows from the bottom. Uh-oh, what is happening? Oh, he's got a couple of hermit crabs. We're like pushing him out here. Oh, he's got whoa! That was a little fresh, that hermit crab. I don't know if I'd mess with a bird, man, if I'm a hermit crab. Oh, it's a baby hermit crab. So maybe there's something going on here. Wait, what's happening? the baby hermit crab got it figured out. What? He got himself over. Yeah. And there's mom and dad. I guess they're all eating the same thing here. Now he goes underneath. Uh-oh. Oh, that's a big one. He follows the hermit crab's lead there and tries to bury himself. He's like, hello. And Piper here is seeing something I guess not a lot of other sandpipers see. You see, look at that farm of clams there. And out goes the water. And you survive, man. Don't be afraid of the water. He looks a little, anyway. And he made himself a new friend here. A sandpiper and a hermit crab. Who would have thunk, right? He's very excited. He's trying to show his mom, hey, I could do this. Whoa, that is a big, big clam he got himself into there. He's helping out, man. He's just no fear of the water, this guy. Oh, wow. He's feeding all his, I don't know if it's his family or his friends. Mom is like, what are we doing here? He's like, more. Just look at the joy in this little bird, right? Mom's like, be careful. Look at that. He's just, he can't stop. He's just like, I'm just going to keep getting clams for everybody. And I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it. Oh my God, that is such a cute, adorable short. So much fun. Kind of lights your heart up a little bit, right? With seeing the look on this Piper's face. And no, it's definitely well made. I mean, the animation is so damn good on it, and it's got like a lot of heart, right? All right, cool. That was a really nice one, guys. And there he is, he's sleeping there. He's got his clams. And he had a long day. It's kind of a big day there for this little Piper. But, all right, cool. So that's going to bring an end to this one, this short. Stay tuned for those of you on Tremons. I'll be doing Finding Dory very shortly. For those of you listening as part of a pod blast on PlayStation Pop, I'm Andy Atherton. Thank you for listening, and thanks for watching along. And we'll see you on the next one. Take care.